Tonight, striking new images released by North Korea, allegedly showing the intercontinental ballistic missile that could put major U.S. cities in striking range. Cameras in northern Japan capturing video of the missile falling into the sea just 230 miles off the coast. The videos have not been independently verified by NBC News. The late-night launch was supervised by Kim Jong-un, who called the missile test a serious warning that their weapons could hit the entire U.S. mainland. As people in the streets of Pyongyang cheered the second successful launch in just 3 weeks, there's new urgency that North Korea can soon deliver a nuclear warhead to the U.S.
Kim Jong-un is dangerous because he's unpredictable. And his technology in developing this missile system, which might hit the U.S., the mainland, is advancing. And we don't appear to have a strategy to deal with him. And he's taking advantage of that.
The crisis is now triggering an arms buildup in Asia, with South Korea confirming talks with the U.S. for stronger missiles. President Moon Jae-in ordered rapid deployment of the U.S. missile defense system here that was suspended in May. Japan may also boost its missile defenses and consider preemptive strikes. And the U.S. has been testing missile interceptors in Alaska, with more launches planned for this weekend. But experts concede missile defense is not foolproof, and the Trump administration has had no diplomatic progress in stopping or even slowing the regime.
An arms buildup here suggests South Korea is nervous about its alliance with the U.S., even though more arms are sure to infuriate China. So there is insecurity and instability across the region and no clear U.S. strategy to deal with it. Jose?